From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama spoke late Thursday after meeting with his national security team about the fight against the Islamic State. That story now from VOA's Laritza Hoch.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Laritza Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he has assured United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon he is ready to return to the capital, Juba, in March to take up his position as first vice president. He's waiting for the first phase of the security arrangements to be implemented. Machar said the UN chief promised to support the accord he signed with President Salva Kiir. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new draft resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and the February rocket launch, both violating existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear ballistic program, its missile program. It's expected to receive a vote over the weekend. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says China's actions in the South China Sea have led to isolation, self-isolation, as he put it, galvanizing regional neighbors to turn against Beijing. In recent years, China has embarked on an ambitious project to construct artificial islands in the remote sea that are capable of supporting an airship and housing military equipment that's an airstrip, which Carter says are now being put into place. Iranians have begun voting today in parliamentary elections, the first since last year's nuclear agreement that lifted some international sanctions in exchange for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. Voters also will be choosing an 88-member assembly of experts, which monitors the work of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on Iran's foreign policy. European Union is poised to further tighten its borders to control the situation with an unprecedented influx of migrants that's straining resources of even the wealthier nations in the bloc. Meeting in Brussels, the EU ministers raised the prospect of such unilateral measures if the number of migrants arriving from Turkey has not dropped significantly by the time of the EU-Turkey summit set for next month. Fear and alarm about the Zika virus is intense in Brazil. After a fact-finding mission to Brazil, Dr. Margaret Chan, who heads the World Health Organization, had an ominous message.
Things can get worse before it gets better.
Chan called the Zika virus a much bigger menace than the Ebola epidemic in West Africa that killed more than 11,000 people. Given the magnitude of Zika's spread and its link to microcephaly, that is a birth defect that leaves babies at risk of a host of long-term developmental issues. In U.S. presidential politics, the latest debate among Republican candidates late Thursday turned into a shouting match as they tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. Frontrunner Donald Trump, his closest rivals, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich and neurosurgeon Ben Carson, met on the debate stage in Houston, Texas. Thursday's debate precedes next week's so-called Super Tuesday election, which will take place in 11 states. For the Democrats, there is a primary in South Carolina tomorrow, pitting former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton is favored to win there. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.